Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on his own show is Jeff Skin Wade, live from San Antonio. Skin, give us your exact status right now. Where are you and what is happening?
Well, I'm in my hotel room, and I was listening to you guys talk, and I just found out, did you say New Edition is playing Mudbug Bash?
No, there's been some new additions.
Okay.
To Mudbug Bash. Leighton Vander Esch was already signed and sealed. Now Sean Lee's going to be there. Travis Frederick's going to be there. And potentially, I don't know this for sure, but a guy we were just talking about in our last story, Dr. Hung.
All right, so I saw all those guys, including Dr. Hung, in a suite last night cheering on Dirk at the AAC.
Yes.
That is fantastic.
By the way, yes, they were all there, and it prompted a question from KT, and that is, which coach would you rather go hang out with, Jason Garrett or Rick Carlisle?
God, can I choose both? I would probably go hang out with Rick because he and I are both huge fans of the Grateful Dead, and we would just talk for hours.
Yeah, but you're also a Bruce Springsteen fan as well. So
Not so much. Not so much, guys. Oh, my God, can you believe that Dirk announced he was retiring last night?
I know. So you were legitimately surprised by that, right?
I was legitimately surprised. I was pretty confident he was going to retire, but I was very surprised he announced it. But I almost took that as like a gift to all the fans in a lot of ways, right? Like, it was just like, hey, y'all are all here. We're celebrating. And just the way he said it was like such a Dirk way to say those kinds of things. As you probably guessed by now, this is my last home game. It was just such a beautiful moment. I know you guys were all crying all over each other, I would imagine.
Yeah, dude, the waterworks were flowing. Did you guys cry on the broadcast?
Man, I never did. The only time that I cried, or not cried, but like got choked up was when he got choked up when Brad Townsend made him cry because Brad Townsend's such a jerk.
Yeah. Well, he really wasn't being a jerk. He was just sharing how great he's been with like helping kids at hospitals.
No, he was bragging. Hey, man, I'm going to make Dirk cry. Watch this. But that was pretty incredible. That was probably the moment that got me, but it was like I definitely got choked up a few times during that ceremony. Just the heaviness of it all. Not like sad heaviness, but just like I always make fun of the funny line in Spinal Tap when they're standing there looking at Elvis's grave and Nigel goes, "Too much bloody perspective."
Right.
To like have those five guys that Dirk all, you know, those were his heroes. They're busy guys, and they have no attachment. I mean, Detlef has an attachment to this franchise, but not really. His only real attachment was, wait, did we draft him ahead of Karl Malone? So those guys all drop what they're doing to come in, and it's like this thing where they respect and admire him as much as he respected and admired them growing up. So, like, I think the thing I would ask all the listeners is go back to when you're in your teens and go, hey, man, when your greatest achievement is over, the five people that you worshipped when you were a teenager are all going to be there to tell you how much they love you. That's incredible, dude.
That's awesome.
Really, really incredible and mind-blowing. And how great, and also, like, the reverence that those guys have for one another. One of my favorite moments was when Sean Kemp, who's dressed like Chris Tucker, they hand the mic to Larry Bird, and they go, "Larry Bird," and Sean Kemp throws a number one in the air, right? Like, Sean Kemp is excited to be standing next to Larry Bird honoring Dirk. And then, like, when you take all that in, you're going, oh, my God. And Ben, you know how much I admire Derek Harper.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm standing next to Harp, and as these moments are going down and the whole thing is going down, Harp's not, like, emotional, like crying or anything, but he's just overwhelmed by all of it, too. And when they handed the mic to Larry Bird, Harp just goes, man, Larry Blanken legend. Like, he's in awe.
Right, right.
And he played against him. So it's just like that whole thing where, like, here's all these elite guys just all admiring Dirk. And I just can't imagine. And
right.
Dirk had so many funny lines about it, too, right?
Yeah. And, dude, it's like you said, you know, he had posters on his wall of those people.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't imagine if at the end of my career, you know, I used to have this poster on my wall of this lady not wearing underwear. She was wearing a tennis outfit, and she was walking the other way, and it was like the scratching her leg or something.
Yeah.
It was real popular back in the day. Most teenagers had it on their wall.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I would want her coming around, like, 58 years after.
Well, it depends if it was her from back then or her now.
I mean, there's no way for her to go back then and come join me.
By the way, was that poster a scratch and sniff?
No, it wasn't. She was scratching her leg, though.
Yep.
She definitely was. Yeah, so that's really powerful, the way you lay that out, too, that those are his heroes. And that's what he said, too. He's like, my heroes came out. I thought my favorite line was when Dirk goes to Cuban, man, you've gone all out here. You've really outdone yourself. I don't know how you're going to one-up this for my jersey retirement or something like that. It's just like,
you've really raised the bar.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And Cuban, dude, Cuban was trying so hard not to cry.
Yeah, I know. It's and I had retweeted. I wasn't sure who the person was. I'm assuming he was a good listener. By the way, dude, last night out on the plaza, we're doing the pregame was an hour. Postgame was, you know, we went all the way until Dirk had the press conference. I can't tell you how many Tolo chants I heard out on the plaza last night.
Ah, yes.
It was so great, dude.
I don't know why I went Ed McMahon there, but yes, that's awesome. That's fantastic.
You felt it, Ben.
I felt it. God, that's great.
But a listener had a really good point when he was, and you and I have talked about this on the air before, like in a different fashion, but Rick thanking Dirk for being so great that Abby got to go to the same school.
Yep. Yep.
And it's like, that's kind of that concept that we talk about where it's like so many people benefit in so many different ways off of just Dirk's individual sheer brilliance that it's you know, kind of an obtuse thing to talk about. Man, Dirk is so amazing. My daughter got to stay in school in the same place, mm-hmm. even though I'm in a profession that turns over every 3 years.
It's like you said, Galloway is saying Dirk saves all butts. That's the mantra. That's it. I texted Galloway to see if he wanted to come on our show yesterday. We almost had him, and he wanted to wish all Tolos the best, and he said he's been keeping up with our progress. He doesn't care for Shippy, but he thinks the show's going really well.
I never saw Shippy as a Galloway guy, so that makes a lot of sense. He probably remembers when Shippy was an intern for Mizzou and just whipped his ass.
His first words to me when I got the internship were, why are you doing this? Why don't you do something worth it, like bookkeeping?
Hey, if you don't mind, Shippy, I'd like you to shut up.
Okay. So what's the vibe out there? Like, is he's going to play tonight for sure?
Oh, he's playing tonight for sure.
How many minutes, Skin?
I'm thinking 18 to 32.
He doesn't have that many left in him.
Can you get this poster of this tennis chick signed for me?
Wait, Tolo did run up last night on the plaza and dropped that joke. He said, hey, can you get a fur coat signed for me? And he said Tolo and ran off.
Nice.
But I think it's going to be – he shot 31 times last night.
Oh, my God.
See, I really think he made that pass to Dwight Powell because he was tired. I think none of the Mavericks were going to be the first one to take a shot besides him. And he got doubled in the corner, and Powell made the cut. And I think Dirk was like, oh, man, I'm so tired. I'm going to make this pass. Just because, like, man, I can't shoot every single time down. So there's no telling how he feels today. We got to our rooms after two last night. But, you know, you made a pretty funny you told that funny story yesterday on the G-Bag Mix about – you know, when you've been over to get that tennis ball and how he's just kind of dropping one-liners
looking
all the time.
Looking good, bud.
And Dana Larson kind of mentioned this last night on the broadcast where she was on the post-game show. We were talking about Dirk makes everybody feel like they're the most important person.
Yep.
Because he's very genuine and real with them. So he and I got off the elevator at the same time last night, and it's 2 or whatever, and everybody's gassed because it just so happens that his room is next door to mine. So I'm trying not to bother him. You know, I was, blah, blah, blah.
Wait, Dirk?
Yeah.
Oh, no way. Dude, it's just you and Dirk on the elevator?
Well, we had just gotten off the elevator together. Like, Jamal Mosley and a few others were on the elevator, but we're on the same floor together.
You're in San Antonio. After all that, at the end of the night, it's you and Dirk together.
Yes. listen
oh
to
my
this,
God.
Dude. So he was like one of the last guys off the plane. And you remember getting off the plane, you go through the coach section and then go through the player section.
Mm-hmm.
So he's standing there talking to one of the flight attendants and Al Whitley. And so I'm just kind of walking, and everyone just kind of wants to stop and hug him, and Coop is in front of me, and he hugs him. And so when Coop walks off, I'm standing there, and what does Dirk do? He goes, ha-ha! You know how he kind of like what he did in that Luca video? It's just that funny thing where it's like he just, you know, makes everybody feel comfortable, and he acknowledges you and makes you feel good and all this stuff. So he's dead tired, dude. I mean, hell, I'm tired. And I didn't just play a bunch of basketball and have the most emotional moment of my life. And he, you know how he walks now. He's kind of limping down the hall. And he's dressed real nice. He put his nice clothes back on. And so he stops to go into his room, and I'm walking to my room, and he goes, keep it down. No loud wild parties on the floor, okay?
Dude, are you kidding me? After the most emotional night of his life. He's still cracking one-liners to just anybody around that he knows.
For no reason, dude. He's walking into his hotel room and he just drops a gem and then
keep it down. God, he's the greatest of all time. I think, man, I know this is random, but one of my favorite parts of last night was that he invited Michael Young to go and sit in his seats.
Pretty cool, man.
That just speaks volumes. Michael Young is such a special human being, and I love that they have this authentic connection together, man. That's really, really cool.
It is really cool, and man, I mean, we tend to like talk about all these different things and what they mean, but man, Jessica Nowitzki is a pretty incredible person, and I know that like I'm pretty sure Michael's wife and Jessica hit it off really, really well. I mean, you know, Michael and Dirk would like each other regardless, they're because of the type of people they are, but you know how involved in Michael Young's philanthropic stuff his wife is.
Yeah, Christina's amazing.
I think Jessica does the Dirk Nowitzki Foundation every effing day, dude. She's on the grind every single day. And so, you know, these women that are put in this position because their, you know, husbands are celebrity athletes, they take on a lot of responsibility because they know how much is asked of their husband a lot of times. But, like, I mean, you've met both of those women. You know they could be very successful career women on their own because they have – I mean, that's how people like that end up together, right? But – she's just taken on, I know Jessica's just taken on so much with that foundation, and I know that Christine takes on so much of that stuff for Michael that they have a connection, right? It's like, I mean, in a lot of ways, they exist in this really small sliver of Dallas society that very few people can relate to or understand. You know?
Right, and when you're a legend, you know, obviously in their respective ways, there's so much asked of you. Like, yep. I can't imagine how often Michael Young is asked to do something for a charity and Dirk. And it's like, man, there's no way there's enough time in the day for you to even do everything. And you don't want to power rank the atrocities. So the demand on those guys is sky high. You're right. They're in a super select fraternity, and their wives even more so.
And, dude, think about what you just said. That was what I liked so much about that one line. And that there was a lot of great stuff that Brad said in that piece that made Dirk cry. But the one, like, very astute thing, and Brad's a great writer, and he's very aware of things and knows what to write about and as he sees these things unfold. But he had the specific line, not once during that whole day of being Uncle Dirk did he ever ask anybody, what time is it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome.
Yeah,
dude.
I mentioned that today, too. That stood out to me as well. Just so powerful. It's not like, hey, I am going to schedule this today, and I'm going to do my amount. And hey, look, everybody, I'm doing this charity. Look at me. Okay, hey, guys, I got to run. I got to go golf. No, dude, he's there to enrich the lives of kids who are suffering and struggling and scrapping and clawing for even another day of living. And that's why it had to hit him like that, like a ton of bricks. Wasn't the story that one of those kiddos had passed away?
I believe so. That's I was talking to Brad, and he said that he thought one of the people in that piece had passed on.
Pure, raw emotion unfolding. And, you know, for a guy who didn't want to tell everyone he was retiring because he didn't want the going away tour, he didn't want the Dwayne Wade treatment, he kept this close. And now, because of that, they didn't, you know, here all of this was unfolding, and he had nowhere to hide. He had a spotlight on him. You know, there he is as his heroes are out there toasting him, and he's announcing his retirement. He's just there in his uniform, all sweaty, having just played. It's like, man, it was just, I think you had the term, the one word to me last night that summed it up, overwhelming.
There was, for everybody, but especially for him, man.
God, dude, what a great memory. To cap it off, as you go in your room in San Antonio, Dirk tells you to keep it down, no wild parties.
He's got to get his rest, guys. He's going to try to get 31 shots up tonight.
That is insane. And so, yeah, last official game of Dirk's career, and you'll be on the broadcast now. Is that going to be on TXA 21?
It's on TXA 21, and again, I'm not giving anything away, but do stick around for the very end.
Okay.
Yes.
I highly recommend it.
Okay.
Okay. Sticking around for the very end. Absolutely right. Will do. Skin, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining us on a vacay. There's your song.
There's my song. Hey, I'm going to sing that song tomorrow at Sports Haven in McKinney, a new sports apparel place I'm really excited about.
All right. Wait. Nice. We'll see you tomorrow, dude. Safe travels.
All right. Have a tech.
All right. You can see Jeff Skinway tonight on that Mavs broadcast on TXA 21, the finale, the final game Dirk Nowitzki will ever play for the Dallas Mavericks in San Antonio.
It's a song.
All right. Wow.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.